What are the state issues most important to you, and what do you want from your state legislature this fall? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday, September the 1st. We are broadcasting on location this morning from the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. We are in Wood Hall, just outside the Wisconsin Public Radio Bureau in Green Bay. We are here because it's the 25th anniversary of regional programming from the Green Bay Bureau for Northeast Wisconsin, and we are happy to be here. We are also happy to have with us State Senator Dave Hansen of Green Bay, who will answer your questions, and you can call in at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and if you are here from our studio audience on the UW Green Bay campus, if you have a question, just raise your hand and Cynthia Schuster will come over to you with a microphone. You are invited to join us on location. If you're anywhere in the Green Bay area, we would love to see you here. We have coffee and donuts and good company. Come down, say hi, and participate in the program if you are in the area. Not only do we have Democratic State Senator Dave Hansen of Green Bay, who easily survived a recall election this summer, we also have with us a political scientist from the area. Timothy Dale is an assistant professor of political science at UW Green Bay, and he'll stay with us throughout the hour. In our next half hour, in the spirit of balance, we will have Frank Lassay, a Republican state senator from DePere, joining us. Senator Lassay says he's going to run or probably will run for U.S. Senate, so we'll talk a little bit about that coming up in our second half hour. So lots to talk about. We'll talk about politics all hour long, and we welcome your input, especially when it comes to what you want from the state legislature this fall. The September legislative session starts soon. What do you want the legislature to do? Let me welcome our guest, Democratic State Senator Dave Hansen of Green Bay. Good morning. Thanks for coming.
Good morning, Joy. It's great to be here. Happy 25th anniversary, and welcome to UWGB, my school, class of 1971.
Is that right?
You
wow.
Bet.
Well,
proud of that.
And I'm glad to see that you have your Packers shirt on. You are a big Green Bay Packers fan, aren't you, Dave Hansen?
I should have been here for the last hour. I bleed green and gold. Saw the original stadium going up. We'd visited on Sunday as they were constructing it, and we'll be there for the groundbreaking today at 11 a.m. So very excited about next Thursday as well. Big day for Green Bay, economically and otherwise, and hopefully a victory for the Packers.
Wonderful. Well, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about the Packers in this half hour, too. Let me welcome Timothy Dale, assistant professor of political science at UW Green Bay. Thanks very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
We've talked on the phone, but this is the first time we've met. That's what's nice about getting out of Madison every once in a while, is that you get to see guests from around the state, and you get to see listeners from around the state, too. Well, let's talk a little bit. I'm going to start with you, actually, Professor Dale. This was called Recall Summer, and Recall Summer is now behind us. What message do you think was sent from the voters of Wisconsin in the recall elections, where six Republican state senators were up for recall election, two were removed from office, three Democrats were Democratic state senators were up for recall, and none of the Democrats were recalled? What message does that send?
Well, I think in a lot of ways, the recall elections show that democracy is alive and well. I think voters were sending a message of accountability. So there was a lot of controversial things going on, and notably the collective bargaining bill. And I think voters wanted to be involved in those debates. And so the reaction to those very obviously controversial decisions in the state legislature and kind of related decisions around the collective bargaining bill, we had open meetings discussions. I think voters really wanted to weigh in. And so these recall elections were the voters activating around the possibility of an election when we don't normally have elections.
Does it mean that the the state more or less agrees with Governor Walker's agenda or not?
Well, I think the commentary that takes the recall elections all together is mistaken. I think what we had was separate elections in each of these. So two Democrats picked up seats. It is historic to have even one recall election change seats. So to have two seats picked up during a recall is significant. And I think that it neither shows a victory for the Republicans or the Democrats. There's no switch in power in the state legislature. On the other hand, there was no vote of confidence for the administration. I think that, if anything, voters were, in particular districts, making claims and making arguments to their elected representatives. And I actually think the representatives have taken those to heart, whether or not they won or lost the recall.
Now, in the state Senate, Republicans hold the majority still, but it's a very slim majority, one vote, 17-16. Does this mean that there will be moderation in the state Senate, in the state legislature? Does this mean more cooperation between the parties?
Well, I think that remains to be seen. And I think that bipartisanship is a good principle, but it's not a highest principle. So we are talking about issues that have big differences on both sides. But the reason that it could encourage more cooperation is that a one-vote majority is not a very large majority. All it takes is one representative to sit out of a vote, and then that vote is lost. In that way, a majority is not as confident with that slim of a majority. And so I think it's likely that Democrats will have the ability to apply more pressure than they did before. But I think that there's also political pressure. There's a lot of outcry from voters on both sides in the center, representing the center of the state politically. That really want the legislature to work together, and I think they're going to be looking for the representatives that are willing to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me bring Senator Hansen into the discussion. Congratulations, Senator Hansen, on your convincing win during that recall election. That was in July, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, July 19th, Joy, and I just wanted to thank all the volunteers out there. I've never seen so many young people, seniors, and everybody else engaged. The engagement here in this process, if we've done everything on both sides, is we brought a lot of young people involved into the process.
And do you think this means that your constituents were in support of your decision to join the other Democratic state senators in leaving the state and delaying a vote on that collective bargaining measure?
You know, I've not only saw that in that election, but when I'm on the street or I'm a grocery store, we've been thanked a lot. Of course, there's people out there that still aren't happy with us, but we felt we were doing our job to give people the opportunity to see what was in a bad, bad budget repair bill, and that's why we took the good fight.
And what do you think is going to happen now, Senator Hansen? Do you think that you're going to have more bipartisanship in the state Senate?
Well, we'd hope so. The agenda still is up to the Republicans and the governor, and he has claimed that he wants to work with us. Yet we haven't been contacted about the next floor session yet, and we don't know what the fall agenda will look like. We will be on the floor in the second week of September, but what we should be focusing, obviously, is creating jobs, and our unemployment rate's going in the wrong direction. We had done some good things in the last 2 years to stimulate growth in this state with jobs at Marinette Marine and Oshkosh Truck, with some of the incentives that we put in, job creation and training. So we would hope that would be the emphasis. We haven't seen that yet, and that will be our goal.
Will there be any attempt of Senator Hansen in restoring collective bargaining rights?
Well, one of the things that was interesting when we were gone to the land of Lincoln, the vote was 18-1, and Senator Schultz voted against changing the collective bargaining law. And in his mind, at least, he thought there should be a 2-year sunset. And supposedly he was deceived and brought to the governor's office and never got to bring the amendment forward. Now, with a 17-16 majority, if he's serious about sunsetting workers' rights, collective bargaining piece, he could do it. He could be the kingmaker. He could be the 17th vote. So that would be an interesting time to see that happening, if he is sincere. So we'd hope he would be, and that he wouldn't flip on this issue. But time will tell.
Do you expect Professor Dale, that's going to come up in the state legislature, restoring collective bargaining?
Well, as Senator Hansen said, the Republicans control the agenda, and so we're going to see things come up on the agenda that the Republicans want to see happen. It's likely that they don't want to revisit that issue, since that was the source of them losing a lot of the political capital they built up through the election of 2010. So I think that it is possible, but probably unlikely, that we'll see that happening.
Yeah, what do you expect we will see?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting because, of course, there's discussion now of a possibility of a Walker recall. And I think we're going to be talking about election politics for a long time to come. And that's really going to set the context for what happens in Madison. I'm not sure that obviously the Republicans have a majority, but I'm not sure it's a strong enough majority that they're going to be able to lead with the same confidence that they did just a few months ago.
We are talking with Timothy Dale, Assistant Professor of Political Science at UW-Green Bay, and Dave Hansen, Democratic State Senator from Green Bay. Senator Hansen stays with us for this half of this hour. We will be welcoming in our next half hour, Frank Lissay, a Republican State Senator from DePere and a likely candidate for U.S. Senate. We welcome your questions for Senator Hansen right now or Professor Dale at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk at WPR.org. And you can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And don't forget, if you have a question and you're here with us on location at UW-Green Bay, we can get a mic over to you as well. Checking the weather forecast for today. Dense fog advisory for east central Wisconsin and parts of southeastern Wisconsin until 9 this morning. Then a mainly sunny day, except for some scattered showers in the northwest. It's going to be a hot one, too. Highs from the mid-80s in the north to the mid-90s in the south. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, broadcasting on location from the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. We are talking about where public policy in Wisconsin is headed. We're talking about what the legislative session might be in September. We want to know what issues you want to see from your state legislature. What sort of action do you want to see? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk at WPR.org. We have with us a couple of guests. We have Dave Hansen, a Democratic State Senator from Green Bay. He'll answer your questions. Timothy Dale is also with us, Assistant Professor of Political Science at UW-Green Bay. And I thought that we were going to be waiting until our next half hour to welcome in Republican State Senator Frank Lissay, but I think that we will welcome him in early. I think he is on the line and is only able to stay with us for this portion of the program. So, Senator Lissay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, good morning. Thanks for your flexibility. You must have caught a little bit of a misunderstanding here, but thanks for having me on.
I'm glad that you're able to join us. Tell us first, why are you planning on running for U.S. Senate?
Well, I think that our country's at a crossroads. We have some real difficulties in Washington. We've had a problem with overspending. We have a poor energy policy, one that, in fact, increases the cost of gas and electric instead of decreasing it. And we have a plethora of rules that are coming out of Washington that are causing business people and people who create jobs and do things to sit on their hands and wait till it settles out because they're uncertain about the future and the future cost that they would have with any project they undertake. And that's causing a problem in our economy. We have to fix these things. And I ran to serve the people and get Wisconsin back to work. And that's why it would interest me to go to Washington and help make a majority in the U.S. Senate so we can turn things in a different direction in Washington. We can't continue to overspend.
Do you have any comment on your other potential GOP candidates? Mark Newman, former congressman, has said he will run. Tommy Thompson, former governor, has said that he probably will run. Even the Assembly Leader Jeff Fitzgerald is saying that he wants to run as well. Any comment on everybody else who's interested?
Well, we're going to have a spirited campaign, I think, both in the primary and the general. This is a very important election. We're going to be giving some very distinct choices to the voters of Wisconsin in the primary election. And, you know, I think it'll be very interesting. There are some contrasts between all of us, and people will have some choices. And we'll have to go out and introduce ourselves to the voters and what our ideas are and what our history is, and you know, see where that takes us.
Well, in the meantime, the September floor session, legislative session, is coming up. Senator Lissay, what are you expecting to accomplish in the next couple of weeks?
Well, the next couple of weeks, I think, are going to be very, very slow. We're gearing back up after the recalls kind of, I think, set the legislature back. We also had a very active first half of the year and did a lot of reforms in that area. I think we're going to see in the fall session, and I think they'll start to really gear up towards the end of this month of September. We're going to be talking about and looking at, and I'm hopeful that we can do it in a bipartisan way, is reforming our mining laws that would allow an iron mine to go in a shorter path than what it currently is that takes in Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin. It'll create about 700 jobs, good-paying jobs, and more than that in the initial startup phases of it. And that's one issue that's going to be big, I think, and contentious. Something I'm working on that I'd like to see us do is administrative rules reform. Most people don't really know, but they have the force of law. For instance, the DNR came out with rules a couple years ago that were quite controversial about regulating piers and docks that people already had in the water. And, you know, if people, after those administrative rules went into effect, if someone wanted to go to court and challenge the right of the DNR to have them pull out their dock, they found out it was a law. And we're elected lawmakers, so I'm introducing a bill that we'll have to authorize at the end, authorize administrative rules and give them an effective date, not turn them into statutes, but give them an effective date and have the governor sign that bill, or not sign it, but move it through the legislative process, creating more lawmaker oversight.
Let me try to get in a call, and both the Senator Lissay and Senator Hansen perhaps can respond. Tony in Green Bay is with us first. Hello, Tony. You're on the air.
Hello. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Today is the first day of school for a lot of districts and a lot of teachers, and I'm 29 years in. I have to say that the children are not going to be different. The children are going to be innocent and not know what's happening on the political level. But every single educator in our hearts have changed this year due to Governor Walker's taking away of our voice. And just the respect of teachers has changed in the public. We're almost ashamed to say we're teachers because we've been treated with such distaste. And it's very difficult to deal with such a dichotomy with these beautiful children coming in, these innocent children, knowing in my heart I'm going to give it all I have. But it's difficult when you're under these constraints, and it's almost like the vice is closing. And our autonomy, our creativity as teachers is being taken away, by even to the point of telling us where we need to put our children's desks in the room.
I thank you so much for calling, and I don't mean to interrupt, but we're almost at a news break, and I would like Senator Lissay first to respond to Tony's feelings on this first day of school.
Well, I think what Tony's talking about as a teacher is she doesn't like the changes that came about, and the more ability of the management in the Green Bay, I assume she's at the Green Bay School District, of the elected school board and the administrators to administer. And I think it actually, to her point, will increase some freedoms. I've heard from some educators that, well, you can't do that. The union's involved. Things are very complicated because of those negotiations. You know, change is always hard for everyone. What we have to keep in mind is across the country, states are broke. Taxpayers are broke. Our economy is hurting. Regular folks are hurting. And we have to make adjustments in the public sector as well. And I know many people in the private sector were, 2 or 3 years ago, and now we're just getting to that in the government sector, came in and said, hey, we're going to have to lay off 1 out of 10 of you, or we're all taking a 10% pay cut. And, you know, this is kind of, and I'm a government employee, so is Dave. You know, we're in the same boat with all these other folks, and it's difficult, it's hard, change comes hard, but I think over time we're going to see that this is positive, And that's why we elect school boards. They are elected people accountable to the voters to run our schools. And on the whole, we have pretty darn good schools.
Let me get give Senator Hansen the next minute or so before the news.
Well, the saddest part about this whole collective bargaining piece, that something that's been in place since 1959, is that the teachers did nothing wrong, and they've been unfairly vilified. No question about it. They've been mistreated. They've been abused. You know, and they were part of a process that has existed for 50-plus years, as are the correction officers and all public employees. They did nothing wrong. They're part of a process, part of a system that has been in place, and now they're facing, huge cuts, and they agreed to the financial cuts, half the pension and double the health insurance or more. And, you know, they were never given any credit by the governor. All it was, okay, we'll take that money, but what we really want to do is get you away from the table, get rid of your seniority, and not have the benefit of being at the table to discuss workplace safety, hours of work, and all the rest. That's the saddest part of all this, the vilification of public employees.
Well, we need to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. I think, Senator Lissay, we are going to be saying goodbye to you. Thank you very much for being with us. And, Senator Hansen, I think you were only planning on staying the half hour, but all right. Well, maybe we'll still have Senator Hansen with us after the news. We'll still take your calls as well at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And if you are on location with us at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, you can take part right here from the audience. We are broadcasting from Wood Hall from UWGB, commemorating the 25th anniversary of the opening of this bureau. And we welcome you to come on down and join us. Say hello, grab a cup of coffee and a donut, see how radio works, and say hello. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Dave Hansen, Democratic State Senator from Green Bay, and Timothy Dale, Assistant Professor of Political Science at UW Green Bay. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking politics and public radio, and I think we'll talk about the Packers, too, on location from the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. I'm Joy Cardine. It's now 7:36 on this Thursday, September the 1st. We are broadcasting live from the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, Wood Hall, outside the Wisconsin Public Radio studios, and you're welcome to come down and say hello. You're also welcome to join in by phone at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are happy to have with us Dave Hansen, Democratic State Senator from Green Bay, and Timothy Dale, Assistant Professor of Political Science at UW Green Bay. We're talking politics with both of them about what we can expect from our state legislature this fall, and any state issue that's on your mind, you can call in with the state issue that's most important to you. We were talking over news about the Green Bay Packers, though, and I think that we should just touch on this again. Professor Dale, you're a big Packer fan now, even though you've only been in Green Bay for 4 years?
Yeah, well, I actually grew up in Milwaukee and left the state to go to graduate school, but arrived back here in Green Bay happily with the ability to go to Packer games regularly.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually bought my first Aaron Rodgers jersey yesterday, so I'm ready for the season
good for
to
you.
Start.
Yay!
And I will be accused of being a bandwagon, but I figure Super Bowl champions deserve the respect of me wearing a jersey.
There we go. And I call him the awesome Aaron Rodgers, by the way. Just
that's a good name.
Yeah. And Senator Hansen, you have your Green Bay Packers shirt on. You've been a Packer fan for, 64 years, did you say?
Almost 64 years. birthday in December. If you're born in Green Bay, you're born and raised to bleed green and gold. Was at the 1961 championship game between the Packers and the Giants. We won 37-0. We were also at the Ice Bowl and got to see that and freeze my toes. Carolina championship game, a lot of great games, and look forward to breaking ground today out at Lambeau for the expansion at 11 a.m. So it's all about Green Bay coming up. Tough game coming up on Thursday, but just an absolutely huge event with concerts and the rest. So exciting time.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting time. And this expansion, $143 million expansion, is going to just make it bigger and better and louder at Lambeau Field?
Well, it's going to get some of the people that are on the waiting list off that list.
There we go.
You know, they're going to offer more stock, I understand, but we'll hear more about that this morning. It is a great facility that started as a stadium back in 1957 with only 32,000 seats. Now we're going to be approaching 80 with the same location, which is very rare in sports, to build and expand on an older, well-utilized space and make it better and better and better. And right now it's number one in sport.
And it doesn't matter what party you belong to, the Green Bay Packers are universally loved in Green Bay and all of Wisconsin.
We were just out to the White House for the Packers celebration with the president, the Super Bowl title. And one of the politicians locally said that you shouldn't mix football and politics. Well, I disagree.
Well, you know what? There's going to be a mix of football and politics next Thursday. Let me get Professor Dale to comment on President Obama wanted to give his address on the economy and what he would like to do to create jobs. He wanted to make that next Wednesday night, but apparently Speaker Boehner said that's not a good night, it's not going to work, we're just getting back into session. Do it on Thursday night instead. And so now it's going to be Thursday night when the Green Bay Packers are opening their regular season. How's that going to go over?
Well, not only is the president going against the world champion Packers, but we have a concert in town, Lady Antebellum and Kid Rock and Maroon 5. I'm not sure that the president is going to get a single viewer, but I think nationwide, the National Football League is the strongest sports league, and we're going to have probably an 80% rating for that game. So I wouldn't be surprised if the president and his people reconsider and we don't see that date moved again.
You think we might?
I'm not sure the president wants to go on the air when no one's going to watch.
Even though he's a Bear fan, but we found that out at the White House as well. But that was a very great interchange between Charles Woodson and Aaron Rodgers and the president. It was a fun time.
Yeah. You know, Professor Dale, maybe it's a minor flap, but apparently when the president wanted to make this address originally on Wednesday night, that would have conflicted with the GOP presidential candidate debate. So there's lots of politicking going on already about 2012, isn't there?
There is a lot. And one of the things that we talk about in political science is the permanent campaign. And there isn't a time when people aren't running for office. Some people get frustrated by that. I think it probably is a good thing because elections are how we know we have a democracy. And I think what we're seeing now is a very public, very open discussion of why it is that we should re-elect leaders or replace them. And that's going to be the context for every discussion at the national level and the state level. I also think it is interesting that we're mixing politics and the Packers, because we're not used to in this area in Wisconsin having a football season where we're talking politics as much as we are. But I think it's a good thing. I think there are a lot of people that are much more informed and more engaged than we've seen in a long time.
Do you think Senator Hansen, as someone who was subjected to a recall election, an unsuccessful recall election, that we ought to make it harder to recall politicians or office holders in Wisconsin?
Well, the law is what it is today, and that discussion can happen as we move forward, and I think it would have to be a constitutional amendment. You know, some people would argue it's still too difficult to recall Governor Walker. You're going to need 550,000 signatures, and you're going to have to go into a campaign, well-financed campaign, to replace him. So so you can make the argument, but some people would say it's in the Constitution for a reason. Democracy is what it's about, and elections are what it's about. But we'll have to see as time goes forward if that process is going to be changed.
Do you foresee a full-throttle attempt to recall Governor Walker?
It seems to me that could happen, but there is also the possibility. There are several Republican senators that won very close elections in November of 2010 that may be recalled, and I'm sure there's Democrats they will go after as well. You know, right now it's part of the process. It's something you got to deal with, but I've never seen people so engaged on both sides. The turnout in a summer election was absolutely amazing. for the number of people to come out in July and August, which is totally unheard of. And to replace two senators in one night, where we've only had two successful recalls in the history of the state before that. So it was an amazing time.
I meant to also ask you, Senator Hanson, what you think about a proposal that did pass at least, I think, a committee, a legislative committee, to fine state lawmakers who are off the job, like the senators who left the state to delay the vote on the budget repair bill, that if a similar thing happened in the future, $500 a day or something would be the fine for doing such a thing.
Actually, it's Senator Lissay's bill, and I believe what we did was the correct way to filibuster. It's the only way. You know, when we dealt with the voter ID bill, which some people have called voter suppression bill, the debate was cut off. So you don't have the ability to have a long discussion. Actually, when the budget repair was going forward, that bill, they also cut off debate and public comment very quickly. So we had no other alternative. There were a lot of things in that budget repair bill we didn't like, including the sale of public utilities with no bidding. So we felt it was necessary for people to know what was going on. And I don't apologize for what we did. We worked really, really hard to get our point across. And I think the state and the country are listening, and we'll see what happens as we move forward.
Well, let's get back to the phones. We do have listeners waiting who want to talk with both of you. And Larry in Madison is with us next. Hi, Larry. You're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you. Senator Lassay said the proposed iron ore mine would add hundreds of jobs. My question to Professor Dale is, what portion of those jobs will be local? I was recently told by a former DNR employee that historically, when a mining company opens a new mine, it brings its employees with it, that there's almost no hiring of local people for the mining jobs, which are high-paying. The local jobs that are added are low-paying local service jobs, such as restaurant jobs. And if, to the degree that that's true, my concern is people will, out of eagerness to have some economic growth, be swept away by false promises of jobs that really won't be there for the local people. So I'd like Professor to
thank you very much, Larry, for the call. I don't know if you know exactly how many of those jobs will be local, Professor Dale, but what can you tell us about this this effort to make it easier to open that mine in Wisconsin?
Well, this mining legislation is probably going to take some front and center attention. We heard Senator Lissay talk about it. And I think that the jobs are a good example of what I mentioned in the first half hour, which is that these issues are highly charged. So everyone can get behind job creation, but the real debate is about what kind of job creation, which jobs we're going to do, we're going to create, and also how you create those jobs. So allowing a mining company into Wisconsin, there are a lot of questions that the caller raised that I think are legitimate ones that are going to be borne out with debate in the state legislature. And I think that any legislation that a government passes to encourage jobs is going to be probabilistic. We're not exactly sure how many jobs are going to be created, even if we know exactly the company that's going to come in and supposedly create the jobs. So this is the kind of thing that's going to occur in the debate, and we're going to see where there's disagreement. Of course, one of the big issues with this legislation, one of the other big issues, is environmental protection. So it's not just about creating 700 jobs, but it's also what are we doing in order to create those jobs. And these are going to be divisive issues, but I think they're going to be important debates.
And Senator Hanson, what can you tell us about this effort to reform mining law and make it quicker to open a mine in Wisconsin?
Well, first of all, there was an attempt to ram it through without much debate or public hearing. It was a huge bill with a lot of language and actually drawn up by the mining companies. Now there's an attempt to try to clear it up and make sure people understand it and try to make it better. But I think you need full public debate. You got to have everybody involved. You can't ram this thing through. There are environmental issues. Of course, jobs are important, and we want to create jobs. But we don't want to do it at the cost of destroying our environment.
Dave Hansen is a Democratic state senator from Green Bay. Timothy Dale is an assistant professor of political science at UW Green Bay. And we are talking politics while we are on location in Green Bay. You can join in with a political issue that you'd like to discuss. Perhaps it's a state issue that's important to you, something you want to see from your state legislature this fall. The legislative floor session begins in a couple of weeks. Will it accomplish anything? Will it be bipartisan, or will it remain polarized? We welcome your input and your questions. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And if you're here on location in Green Bay, if you have a question for Senator Hansen or Professor Dale, just raise your hand and we can get a microphone over to you. We'd love to hear from you here on location. And if you're anywhere in the area, you can visit us here at UW Green Bay. We'll be here on the air until 9 o'clock and then probably visiting for a little while after that as well. So if you're in the neighborhood, stop on by. It's going to be there's going to be fog in the area at least through about 9 o'clock this morning. Dense fog advisory for east central Wisconsin and parts of southeastern Wisconsin. Otherwise, mostly sunny day today. Highs will be in the mid 80s to the mid 90s. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Here we go. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you'll stay with us. Coming up after 8 this morning, we are going to have a special edition of Mondays with Mike on a Thursday. Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He usually joins us the first Monday of every month to talk about all things Wisconsin Public Radio, share a little news with you about this radio service and answer your questions. Well, because we're on location in Green Bay, special occasion, and Monday is Labor Day, we thought we would have Mike join us after 8 this morning. So stay with us to talk about public radio after 8 o'clock. Right now we're talking politics on public radio. Dave Hansen is with us, a Democratic state senator from Green Bay, and Timothy Dale, assistant professor of political science at UW Green Bay. And we have a lot of callers who would like to join in. And our next caller is Joy in Green Bay. Hi, Joy. You're on the air. Oops. Is Joy there? For some reason, Joy is not there. So let's go to Mike in Casa Loma then. Hello, Mike.
Hi. I was wondering what your guests think about term limits for the state government. And that's my question.
Okay. What do you think about term limits, Senator Hansen?
Well, obviously, I'm in my third term, so I haven't voted for any term limits currently. Obviously, that's been discussed at the national level and the state level, and that's something that could be discussed. But at this point in time, they don't exist, so I'm happy with the situation as it is. It's kept me in there for three terms and hopefully more.
Oh, what do you think about term limits? Some states do have them for their state legislators.
Yeah, I think Senator Hansen supports at least four. and the interesting question about term limits is about where democratic accountability comes in. So a term limit is a way to institutionalize, obviously, a limit to how many terms a person can serve. At the national level, of course, the only office with term limits is the president. I think that any debate about term limits would be a debate about whether or not voters should have a say in whether or not someone stays in office. So a term limit is a kind of artificial way of setting those boundaries. One of the arguments for term limits, of course, is that incumbents enjoy a significant advantage in our system, the ability to raise money. I think that there is an interesting debate that's going to that could happen about term limits. I'm not sure that we're close to that debate in Wisconsin, especially since people have had so many elections where they've been able to hold their representatives accountable.
Another caller, Veronica in Madison, is with us now. Hello, Veronica.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My question had to do with what I think the Republicans sneaked through in a couple of their bills this spring, having to do with 16 and 17-year-olds having no limited hours of work they used to be limited to, 20 hours a week or something like that, but now their employers can work them as many hours as they would like a week no problem. And, of course, kids are still in school at that age. So I'm wondering if what I heard was true or...
Is that true, Senator Hansen?
That is true. Outside of the school hours, they can pretty much work unlimited hours. And we thought that was taking it in the wrong direction. Reminds me of going back to children labor and overusing them. And, you know, it's an opportunity sometimes when you have single moms or people like that that are working these jobs, and maybe they won't be now because the young people will be grabbing it all, and unlimited hours, I think, takes away from their schoolwork. So we thought it was a mistake. Obviously, they moved ahead with it. I guess it's business friendly, but I didn't think it was a good idea.
Any thoughts on that particular issue, Professor Dale?
Well, I think it does raise some important philosophical differences, and why we probably won't see as much bipartisanship as maybe each side is calling for is that there are deeply held beliefs about what the purpose of government is, whether or not government should be involved in things like hours, whether or not government should be involved in things like restricting unions. And so even if we say that we want bipartisanship, even if we say that we want to work together, there really are important issues at stake and real debates that are happening that make it unlikely that there's going to be widespread agreement on something like that.
I did want to ask you, Senator Hansen, while we hear that jobs will be, the heavy focus of the September session, there are going to be some social issues considered, like a proposal that would require women in Wisconsin to get a sonogram before getting an abortion. Are you, is that going to happen?
Well, what we think is going to happen with a 17-16 majority, and if there are Republican senators that don't want to get so deeply involved in social issues and concentrate more on creating good-paying jobs, which we should be about, maybe those will never make it to the floor. Obviously, the Republicans and the governor control the agenda, but the fact that there may be Republican senators is just going to say, no, we don't want to take that up at this time. Let's concentrate on growing the economy, stimulating the economy, getting good-paying jobs, and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully that will moderate what's going to go on. I think it's a mistake to get too hung up in social issues, and let's concentrate on economic issues instead.
Mm-hmm. Professor Dale, will social issues be avoided?
Well, I think anytime we look at a legislature like this that's pretty evenly divided, a question is how it is that the majority is going to be able to create the kind of legislative coalition that's needed to pass legislation at all. And I think those social issues probably aren't going to get the kind of coalition that the majority wants. And as Senator Hansen said, there are probably members of the majority that would rather those social issues not come up. So it's going to have to make it out of committee. They're going to have to make it out of even their own the Republican Party in order for it to be considered in the larger legislature.
Yeah. You know, we don't have time for another call. Almost out of time for the hour. I wanted to also ask you, Professor Dale, we had Senator Lassay on with us in our first half hour, and he says he's a likely candidate for U.S. Senate, and apparently there's a lot of interest in this seat from that is now held by the retiring Herb Kohl. What do you see happening when it comes to that race?
Well, this Senate race is going to be interesting, as most open seats are. We really are seeing a list of all-stars stepping forward. Of course, Feingold has stepped back, but we see the Assembly Speaker, of course, Fitzgerald and Newman and Tommy Thompson is talking about it. Lassay is talking about it. And on the Democratic side, Tammy Baldwin has mentioned an interest. Ron Kind and even Steve Kagan from the area has indicated an interest. So we're going to see a lot of attention paid to this race. And I think on the Republican side, we may see a nominee that you talked to in your first half hour. The Republican Party right now, a large influence is coming from the more conservative Tea Party and the Club for Growth, and they're looking for a candidate that will speak to that base.
We're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time. This went fast, and it's been fun. Thank you both very much
Thank
for
you,
being
Joy.
With us.
Good to be here.
Tim Dale, Assistant Professor of Political Science at UW Green Bay, and Dave Hansen, Democratic State Senator from Green Bay. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.